Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
In today's message, Pastor Joel shares the peace and comfort we have in knowing and walking with Jesus as he wraps up last week's message entitled, Be Still and Know That I Am God.
The false prophets, the fighting, the nation against nation, people hating you, don't they hate Christians nowadays? They call us haters and they hate us. We said we love you, they said, no, you don't. If you love me, you let me do what I want to do, and you do what I want you. You do what I want to do too. You will support my sin. And if you don't support my sin, then you're a hater, right? They want us to turn from God and turn toward the things of men. Okay, but when you stand on the word of God, they don't like you, all right? And that's what's going on here. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, don't be troubled by it. It's got to happen. You see what I mean? You say, well, all these people have to die. Somebody's got to. Yeah, somebody's got to. The Bible says it right here, okay? So these things must come to pass. He says, so see that you are not troubled. In other words, Jesus said, be still and know that I am God. He's saying it right here. He said, don't let it trouble you, all right? We get troubled when we don't know God. When we don't know the Lord, things are going to bother you. Your blood pressure is going to be high, high, high. Going. It's going to be high, okay? Your worries, your fears, you're going to be anxious for a lot of things instead of being anxious for nothing. But if you don't know the Lord, you're going to be, my mother didn't know the Lord. She was the nicest lady. She was a sweet little grandmama. She looked like grandmother. She looked, my mother, you ever seen a guinea pig? Guinea pigs, how they just sit there and they look so gentle. We had one, we called him the Wump. W-U-M-P. I don't know why we named him that, because he would go whoop, 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 whoop. And he was a little white snowball, and we named him Snowball. And one day we used to feel my mother's arms because they were big. And so we just squeeze our arm as we sit and watch TV. And my sister said, Mama, you just a wump, aren't you? You just like the little guinea pig. And she looked like that guinea pig. But she was very, very sweet. The nicest lady. People would come to the door and she'd give them homemade rolls. She'd make homemade bread and roll it out and let it rise and then let me knock it down. And we lived in the projects. And when you come inside the projects, you could smell that bread. And people would knock on the door and say, Miss Jones, can I just have a couple of rolls? She said, okay, sit down. Somebody else came, Miss Jones, can I have some? Sit down. And she'd be feeding rolls to everybody. But she didn't know the Lord. And she worried and worried and worried. She worried about the 13 children that she had. All the boys, all the girls, my mother worried about us. She worried so much we called her Miss Worry in a Hurry. That was another nickname we called her. She didn't know Jesus. She was in a false cult religion. So when things went bad, she didn't know what to do. Worried herself to death. I do believe that. Well, Jesus says, be still and know that I am God. And that's why it's so important for us not to go down that same path. See, we've got to know that God is there for us. You're going to want to know this for your children. See, I've got grandchildren now. My children are grown. They're big, bigger than I am. They're grown, you know. But they now are past the baton. Now it's on them to raise their children. And when you're raising children, you want your children to know who God is. Amen. So all the things that the world is putting in front of us, and some of the things you see on this breaking news, this bad news, is nothing but from the devil to upset you. You've got to stop focusing on those things and focus on the Lord and know where your help comes from. Amen. Did you all feel that wind last night in this area? Felt like it was going to blow the house down. That old fairy tale. What's that old story? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. It felt like that was going to happen. Three little pigs. I felt like a little pig last night. But God, every time I'm doing a sermon, I'm sitting there trying to write, and the window was right there, it was going, and I said, oh, that glass going to pop me right in the head if it blows that glass. And then I said, wait a minute, God ain't going to let that happen. Let me get this. And I just kept writing. You see what I mean? And that's what happens, right? That's the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Amen? See? And the news media, you know, sometimes them weather people, they can't wait to tell you something bad. Oh, it's looking good right now. But I'll tell you what, there's something coming, and it just might blow out all the electricity, so we're getting ready for it. Back at 5. And they'll tell you that as if, ha ha, I just gave them the bad news. But that's why you got to go to the Lord and say, I got something better than that, bigger than that. If they blow out all the lights, if they blow us all up, that's all right. We have the Lord to take care of us under the shadow of the Almighty, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Take this earthly tent. I got a better tent in heaven anyway. That's how we have to be about this thing. Amen. That's the good news. Amen. You can't worry. You do all you can. You do all you can. Keep yourself together. Try to eat right. Try to keep your health together. But if something should come upon you, say, oh, well, Lord, you've got me. You've got me where you want me. And I'm in your hands. I'm in the hands of God. I'm in the best physician's hands that I could ever be in, who is the great physician, is Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what the devil doesn't want you to know. So the Lord wants us to know. He wants us to know. And that's why he says in this verse, see that you are not troubled. Don't let it bother you. See that you don't have a problem with it. All these things are going to happen. They've got to happen. You know why? Because I know the end from the beginning. Now, I'm telling you that your name is in the book of life. So why would you worry, huh? Come on now. This is what he's saying. Be still and know that I am God. Jesus, in other words, he's saying, I've got this. I've got this. Hallelujah. That's right, Sister Karen. I've got this. Jesus says, I'm not caught off guard. He says, I know which politicians are lying. I know why they're lying. Notice I didn't say if they're lying. He said, I know which are lying, why they're lying. I know their deceit even better than they do. Huh? He said, by the way, I know the same things about you. Huh? He doesn't leave anybody out. We know politicians lie, but guess what? We lie too. But Jesus is saying, I know the storms that are about to rage in this world. Mm-hmm. I know the storms that are raging in your households. I even know the storms that are surfacing in you. He knows it all. That's why we need to know him. Does that make sense? We need to know somebody that already has an answer to the problem before you know you have a problem. Amen? Did you hear that? Somebody has got the answer to the problem before you know you have a problem. He's got it solved before you even try to solve it. He's a problem solver. Amen? Come on, we got to know this. That's the truth, isn't it? And that's what we seek. We seek the truth of God. Like I said, this is not going to be a long sermon, but it's going to hit the nail on the head. Well, then let me give you some more truth. Listen to this, you all that are not here today, okay? All you all that's not hearing the message live, okay? Yeah, this is next week for you. No telling what's going to happen to you by now. But let me tell you some more truth. Us here, we're not here. By the time you hear this, we're not here after today. Unless you're on Periscope or something right now. It's a right now moment. That's what I'm trying to say. So those of you who don't get this right now moment is tomorrow, and you hear about this on Monday, and you say, oh, let me see what they did at church. Well, no telling where this world's going to be. But let me tell you this so you know. You cannot truly be still and know that he is God unless you what? Know God. All right? Unless you have a relationship with God, you can't really be still and know that he's God. How? How are you going to believe in an insurance when you don't have the insurance? How are you going to pay into your account when you don't know about AAA? You just don't drive your car because you don't have insurance. Or you try to cover the cost yourself. You can't cover the cost. You've got to know that there's an insurance out there to cover the cost. Amen. You got to know about God And if you don't know God, you can't truly be still. You're going to be worried. Your mind's not going to rest. Amen. You need a relationship with God. So you've got to be a friend of God. You got to be a follower of Christ. You got to be a sheep in his fold. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? You got to be able to discern his voice. You got to be a discerner of his voice, a sheep of his fold, a doer of his word. That's how you've got to be. And when you do those things, you can be still and know that he is God. It's important. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Here's some more truth, friends. The ability to be still and know that he is God comes from actively moving in obedience to God. I'll repeat it. The ability to be still and know that he is God comes from actively moving in obedience to God. Can't be still unless you move. Movement precedes being still. Spiritual movement in the Lord allows you to be still in the Lord. Does that make sense? I'll say it this way this time. The ability to be still and know that he is God results from being active in moving toward God. You got to walk away from some stuff and get with God, then you can be still. Does that make sense? You got to walk away from some worldly stuff, some worldly attitudes. You got to trudge toward God. You got to keep your eye on God and walk that way. And then you can exhale and be still because you've done what you need to do to get close to God. Now that you're there, be still and know that he is God. Does that make sense? Problem is we stay away. We don't know him. God's over there and we're over here. And we say, I'm going to be still. You so don't know where to go, where to turn, because we don't know him. See, being still and knowing that he is God doesn't mean not making efforts to change our former behavior. That's not being still. That's being lazy. There's a difference in being still and being lazy. There's a difference in being still and being obedient, okay, and being disobedient. Okay? Being still doesn't mean that we can afford to continue in our own flawed decision-making processes, because that's just the way I am. That's not the way to be still. That's the way to be left out. See? Left behind. Hey, y'all said it at the same time. Dave and Pastor said the same time. Left behind. They don't want to be left behind. I don't want to see no pile of clothes, and I'm looking at all these piles of clothes, and ain't nobody else in the building. That's a bad way to be. Y'all see that nice outfit that Sister Michelle have on? Y'all just like to see a pile of that little leopard on the ground and she gone. Something wrong with that. We want to make sure that we're lined up with God, right? We can't. That's not what it means to be still. Just going on, off our own ideas, like showing up for service when you feel like it. Or like not supporting the church like God has directed you to do. So you just coast, let others carry the burden. That's not being still in the Lord. That's doing things our way, amen? And that's not what God wants from us. Being still and knowing that he is God means, on the contrary, the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 16:9 that the eyes of the Lord search to and fro across the entire earth, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are truly turn to him. Hearts that are loyal to God. You can't help yourself because you want to be with God. You can't help yourself. You drive a long way for a restaurant, don't you? Well, we'll drive. How far are we from Oakland? Well, I don't want to plug any businesses, but if I had the money, y'all know I don't, so don't ask me. But if I had it, and I said, after church today, let's all go to Evan Jones Barbecue in Oakland right now. The most sleepiest person would wake up. I can drive 5 in my car, Pastor. I can bring my SUV. Just let me park it. Right? 40 miles. See, somebody already know how many miles it is. See? Thank y'all for helping me preach this sermon. That's loyalty. That's the way we have to be with coming to church. Huh? That's the way we have to be with coming to church. I'm not telling you to come in here when you're sick or something, but just because you got a corn on your toe, you still can, you can make it to church. Put one of them corn pads on your toe, let it soak. Put that old bunion turner in, put that big toe and push it out. Put it on the old accelerator, you'll get to church. And put the old thing back on there. Say, you know, praise the Lord. Then take it off and put it back on. Put your left foot down. Put your right foot in. And go on back home. Act like it's a barbecue party. Brother Johnny is at church. Man took a terrible fall the other day. He's limping worse than I am. He had a nerd ask me, is my hip all right? And he's limping because I noticed he hurt his knee. And I know he's going to go to the doctor just because I'm concerned about that. But I'm saying, this is loyalty. This is what it means to get close to God and be still and know that he is God. That's what the Lord is looking for in his people. If we believe in this in true faith, and if you really believe that you're following the Lord and you're in a church where they're following God and God has you in the palm of his hand, all the worship we do, all the praising we do, if we really believe this thing, then we can be still and know that he is God regardless of what's happening. I said this before when I see Brother Miles and Sister Helen, they drive a long way to get here. From Fremont to this place, Fairfield. You know how many churches are on the way here? I'm sure they can find a church somewhere and say, that's a man of God too. Lord told me to go here. But they're following the Lord's will. You see what I mean? And that counts. That counts. And I recognize this. You know how many barbecue joints from here to there? They could stop anywhere. But they come here. Amen. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Because they're hearing from the Lord. And God's going to honor that. You know he is. Amen. That's where true peace is developed, saints. As the word tells us in Philippians 4, 5 to 7, or whatever it is, where it says the Lord is at hand, right? That we should be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through whom? Christ Jesus. That's what he's talking about. It surpasses all understanding. And that's what this is about. The Lord said, tell them to be still and know that I am God. The Lord gave me a word a couple of months ago, and he said, be prepared. He said, times are going to get harder. He said, but these things have to happen. But you will be taken care of. You all will be taken care of. And I see some things happening. It's getting to where you don't know which news is worse. It's so bad that you don't even want to watch the news. Things are so bad, you're hearing about all the different things. A little baby child hit and killed a four-year-old. He was hit. His father got out the car and had the baby, and the car was speeding and hit the baby, stopped a few yards back, looked back at the baby, and saw the four-year-old boy dying and drove off. What kind of stuff is this? This is the world we're living in now. That's not my baby boy, but that's somebody's child. And the mother, a lady down the street said, I heard a voice of a mother crying out. She said, and I knew something bad had happened. She didn't say I heard a woman's voice. She said, I heard the voice of a mother. And in the Bible, it speaks of this same thing. Mothers crying for their babies. This is what we're seeing now more than ever before. All right? We got to know that he is God. We have to have a relationship with our God. Now, as I prepare to close out, keep in mind that Jesus said, what he said in Matthew 24, because what we are witnessing in this world today must take place. It's written. The things will get worse before they get better. But know this also. Pastor, take us to Isaiah 40:31. Read that one for us. You all know this. I'm done. Read that for us, and we're going to close out. That's
Isaiah 40:31 says, mm-hmm. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Amen. Wait on the Lord, saints. After we've done all we can do, then we wait. We hunker down. Get in that foxhole. This is spiritual warfare. Know that the reinforcements are coming. Just like when Daniel was waiting on that angel. 21 days, and the angel said, I was coming. He said, I heard your prayer from day one. He said, but I was held up by the Prince of Persia, and I had to get me some help. If angels are getting help, you know we need help. Amen? But we got to wait on the Lord. After we've done all we can do, let's wait on the Lord and allow God to do what he's going to do. Amen? Remember, don't forget, he's saying, be still and know that I am God. Amen? That's it for today. To those of you who are watching, you could have been here. But if you're not, at least you got the word, all right? And if you don't know Jesus, you need to get to know him ASAP, pronto, okay? You need to get to know the Lord because he is your only salvation. Only through Jesus Christ can you be saved. You can't get saved through a pope. Nope. It's a joke. You got to come through Jesus Christ. You can't do good works and expect to see heaven. It's all right to do good works, but you come to Christ, be saved, and you are afforded eternal life. I'd like to lead you to Christ. If you don't know him, there's no time like the present. Ask him into your heart. That's all you have to do. And be real about it. We don't have time for fairy tales nowadays. All right? The tooth fairy don't come. Like they say, when you're 41, you start losing those teethuses. That's about it. But you need to get to know Jesus, and this is no fairy tale. Ask him into your life. I'd like to lead you to Christ right now if you repeat this after me in your heart, confessing Jesus as your Lord. Say, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I've not always done things right. I believe that you are God. So I'm repenting my sins to you. I believe that you died for mankind and God raised you from the dead. If that's you, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I'm in desperate need of a Savior. I repent my sins to you. Show yourself strong to me and I will follow you all the days of my life. These things I pray in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all it takes. If you've prayed that prayer, congratulations. You now have insurance to get you through this life. You are now a card-carrying member of the kingdom of God. There's no better place to be. Get yourself a holy Bible, a study Bible, and start reading it for all you're worth. Ask the Lord. He's going to send the Holy Spirit. Things are going to change in your life. You'll be able to have better resolve. You'll be able to fight temptation better. He's going to strengthen you in the areas that you need strengthening quickly. Then he's going to work on the rest. Let him work on you. Let him shape you. Let him mold you. Get yourself in a Bible-based church where they're preaching the true word of God. Get yourself around people, a Bible study group who's going to work with you and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you.
Amen. God truly protects those that abide in him. The Psalms 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Be Still and Know That I Am God with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.